KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A local group monitoring food security says soaring prices have forced many lower-income households in KZN into survival mode. The Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group has been commenting on consumer inflation's marginal decline to 5.3% in March. Program coordinator Mervyn Abrams says the average cost of the household food basket is around 5,200 rand.
Today, it is 311 rand more expensive than it was a year ago.
He says many households are struggling, adding that those who earn less than 5,000 rand won't feel immediate relief as inflation slows.
The only survival strategy that lower income households is either to eat less meals a day, and we're seeing that happening all around South Africa now, or they buy less nutritious food, cheap food, in order to gain more calories for their bodies, or they just basically starve or go deeper into debt.
Higher Education Minister Bladen Zamande says the department is considering taking action against Trinity International Bible University. And Zamande says it has no authority to offer any qualifications because it isn't a registered private institution. The minister issued a statement after social media posts over the weekend showed veteran actor Selamake Kangube receiving a doctorate from the institution. And Zamande spokesperson William Bele.
As the department, we have written to Trinity International University before and have warned them about continuing to operate illegally and for them to regularize their operations. We also asked the Council on Higher Education for guidance on how honorary qualifications should be offered and by who.
Israel's prime minister has urged Washington to withdraw its intention to impose sanctions on an Israeli military unit. The U.S. is considering taking action against the Netzer Yehuda battalion over alleged human rights violations against Palestinians in the West Bank. The U.S. Secretary of State hinted at the move in response to alleged violent incidents committed before Israel declared war on Hamas last year. The suggestion of sanctions against Israeli forces, though, has drawn an angry response from Benjamin Netanyahu, who's denounced the move as the height of absurdity. The IDF has meanwhile defended its military operation on the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where at least 18 children were killed in airstrikes on Saturday night. Israel says it was targeting terrorist organizations. Back home, we've got a high of 27 degrees in Durban today. Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.